Hello, women of power and spirit. This month, we are going to explore purpose through the concept of it's all about the who. And today, specifically, we're exploring a prescription from January 2nd, 2017, and it goes like this. Now is the time to give flight to your dreams. We all have dreams or desires that are significant for us, the things we daydream about, the things we dream at night about, the things our mind drift to when we're feeling like we're on top of the world and we can accomplish something really significant. Those dreams, those deep, deep desires are reflections of our purpose. Our purpose can be expressed in a multitude of ways. At least that is true for most of us. Our purpose is a way in which we are in the world. I remember some time ago meditating, holding with my sense of purpose, just holding that energy that I have purpose. And in the meditation, one of my guides came to me and was very clear and said, your purpose is how you were made. You came into the world this way. What was being conveyed is very different from our typical sense of purpose, which is that purpose is what we do. It's some great action we take, as if it's all based in masculine energy. It's not. Purpose begins in our very nature, and then is expressed. So it is both yin and yang. It is our state of beingness, what is natural to us, what is normal to us, and it is the way that we long and often choose to express ourselves so that we make a true difference. The only thing that comes to mind to me right now about what really stands in the way of our ability to fulfill our purpose is our sense of worthiness. And as you'll discover if you're taking the She Doorway course, we talk about the three major energies that contribute to our sense of sometimes being lost, of having difficulty fulfilling. Three major energies. And one of those major energies is worthiness, that so often we feel unworthy. And that little bit or significant amount of unworthiness can stop us in our tracks. And it's fascinating, isn't it, that it doesn't take very much of a feeling of unworthiness to do that. That's how powerful it is. So our ability to take unworthiness into the holding and be in presence with it, be in a state of loving compassion with it, allows us to unravel this lifetime's childhood experiences in unworthiness, lifetimes before when we might have felt unworthy and we want to bring that to a place of healing, we can in the holding. And unworthiness traces all the way back to consciousness, divine consciousness, desire to separate itself, to know itself, the first sound, the first light, these separations of self in order to become aware of self, are actually where the concept of unworthiness began. Now, I want to be clear, it isn't that divine consciousness felt unworthy in its act of separation, but rather human emotion interprets that fundamental separation from the all-knowingness of divine consciousness as the emotion of feeling unworthy. Another way you might say that is unwanted, not good enough, and therefore separated from. But that's not how it was at the root of divine consciousness. All knowingness wanted to experience separate, unique experiences of itself, a variety of sounds, a variety of colors of light, a variety of universes, of planets, of beings, like us, human beings, right? Consciousness knew that in this act of separation, self-awareness could hear, see, know, experience self-awareness. If I make a sound, but there is no one to hear it, it is not as satisfying as when I make a sound and someone hears it. And this was the desire, you might say, of divine consciousness. And so divine consciousness separated, and in that process, one of these three experiences that we as humans now have is a feeling of separation due to being unworthy. We talked about this in one of our recent calls, this concept that if you allow yourself to recognize that the emotion is a natural human experience, but from a greater perspective, you're not unworthy at all. It's like a side effect, but it is not actually what we think it is. It's actually easier to feel worthy. Worthy of your dreams, worthy of your desires, worthy of your acts of creation. And the feeling of unworthiness can be released by bringing it back to source, bringing this interpretation that we learned from one of our parents, that we learned from a teacher, that we learned from our schoolmates, that we learned from a past life when we may have died because we weren't deemed as worthy of living. So this is a legitimate feeling, this feeling of unworthiness. It's an important feeling, and it's very human. So we take this human feeling back into the womb of all creation, and we hold our experience of unworthiness, all of the nuances of our feelings. We hold it in that vast sea of love, that limitless, endless love, and we allow it to finally rest and resolve. And when it does, you are returned back into the oneness where there was no separation at all. And here you feel worthy again. In fact, you might even feel that place where it is no longer worthy or unworthy, it simply is. And that state of isness is something you want to remember. That I am is something you want to bring into your life, that you are, and that your desires expressed are the desires of the divine longing to be fulfilled. And your purpose is aligned with who you are fundamentally and what you want to do, what you are compelled to do in action. Your who is so important. Your who, your isness as divine nature. To feel that again, anchor that in, let the words, the symbols, the sounds, the thoughts, the feelings, the colors, whatever it is, come to you as that I am. that is beyond worthy or unworthy, and bring that I am into your life. Remember, this symbolic bringing it in is significant because now you have a reminder over and over and over again, even if it is a sticky note on your mirror with a scribble on it that reminds you of that moment. You are neither worthy nor unworthy. You are simply divine consciousness longing to express. Individual experience, choosing to express, choosing to be an energy in the universe known as you, to fulfill a longing and desire. So I would invite you to take any feeling of unworthiness that you have right now into the holding meditation and let the holding meditation work its magic. Let it help you release that feeling of unworthiness so that you can be that fulfillment of the divine here on earth. So please consider what unworthiness you would like to hold, and I'll see you in the meditation.